This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Hide and Seek, and these are the Sextras. Bonus sexy content.
Good gravy!
Exclusive to podcast.
And Michael, we haven't done one of these in a while.
I know. Speaking of things that haven't been done in a while.
I know.
Posting to our Instagram account.
I wonder why.
Those that follow us on the social medias will know that we have had some run-ins with the Instagram algorithm before. Our account previously got taken down, and when I disputed it, they were like, absolutely, sir, that was a mistake. We will put that back up again, which was very good. This time, so our account got taken down a little over 2 months ago, for some innocuous reason. It was around the time we were doing the fairies show.
Right.
And some of the, like, all of the content I'd posted in the last, like, 4 or 5 days, which is when the Instagram algorithm kind of kicks in.
Yeah.
Was, like, a man in a suit with some fairy wings and, like,
yeah,
some
really cute.
Some cut-out fairy images and stuff. And then it got blocked and I was like, this must be a mistake.
Maybe they thought it was child porn or something.
There wasn't even anything that was like toeing the line. I was like, there's no like bulgy underpants. There's no like, what have you picked up here?
Like me this week.
Then I went to, yes, like you this week. So I went to dispute it, and the portal I used the last time, I was very lucky in that we have a business profile.
Right.
So I could go through, because Instagram is Facebook, Facebook is Instagram. I went through Facebook's like business portal, and you can actually talk to a person via live chat.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they were like, oh, we used to be able to do that here at Instagram, here at Facebook, but now it's Instagram's problem. I was like, girl, you're the same thing. Like,
yeah,
it's the same company.
Exactly. It's the other department.
It's the other department, so you have to go to them. And I was like, there's literally no way for me to do it. They're like, oh, you have to click the thing that says I can't log in. I was like, I don't get that message, because the account didn't exist anymore. It just said that account doesn't exist.
Right.
It didn't actually say I have a problem logging in, therefore click this button to do this dispute resolution thing. So it literally didn't work. So it was like weeks and weeks of back and forth with Facebook, because I couldn't contact anyone from Instagram, and Facebook kept telling me you're talking to the wrong people. I was like, I know, I'm trying to talk to the right people and you're not letting me.
Yeah.
So it took a really long time for me to actually get through to talk to anyone. I submitted a thing that was like, yes, we've done this. I had to submit like the radio station's proof that we're a radio station and like all this stuff. So like,
oh, wow.
The poor admin team here at Joy 94.9 lovingly sent me through like our incorporation certificate and all this kind of information so that I could prove that we're an actual entity and not some, I don't know, some bot, I assume. And yeah, it was a disaster. And then they made me take a photo of myself holding like a random series of numbers that they told me to, so that like I could prove that I was also a human being as well as being part of the radio station.
How did you hold some random numbers?
I had to write them down and hold them in front of myself, and then take a photo to be like, here is me and I'm holding these numbers. It's like the ransom note, show them holding a copy of today's newspaper to prove it's real kind of thing.
And today's date.
Yeah, I think it had to have our username, the date, and this random series of numbers that they allocated for me.
Wow.
So I submitted that, and then I never heard anything. And so I had this like generic email that was like z1823@instagram or whatever, and was like, any update on this? And days would go past. I'm like, still waiting to hear back on this. Do I need to provide you anything further? Nothing. And they just kept ignoring me. So then I had to go in, make a new Instagram account, because I couldn't use the support thing again, because again, I still couldn't log in.
Right.
So I had to create a new Instagram account, and then go to the login screen. And because that Instagram account existed, I just pretended I didn't know the password and had to be like, I can't log in, help me, da da da. And then had to fill out this whole form. And then finally got in touch with someone and they were like, oh, we'll look into it. And then never heard anything. And again, same thing, emailing back and forth. And no one wrote back to us.
They do that on purpose, I reckon.
And then all of a sudden, I just got notifications on my phone. It was like, such and such is now following you. I was like, oh, that must be the new account I made. Because I made it something similar in case we needed to start a new Instagram account.
Sure.
I was like, it must be that. But how would people know that we're following? Like, I haven't started following anyone. I haven't posted anything. Why would they be following us? And then I went in and I was like, oh, it's our old account. Unceremoniously, it was just back.
No notice,
Instagram
nothing.
Still haven't told me that it's back. But it just happened that I got notifications. So I was like, oh, our account's back. Not a single image has been removed. Not a single comment. Everything's just alive again. So welcome back at Hide and Seek on Joy, alive and kicking on Instagram. So
please follow us.
Please follow us. Or just comment or just check out our page. And we like to post additional content and see the fairies. So yeah, we would love you to get in contact with us. I just wanted to point out that this is not here in Australia, but globally, it's sort of a world pride at the moment. There's lots of pride stuff going on at the moment. And it was just, I was just feeling a bit introspective on the fact that we posted something completely innocuous, but because we're queer and we're posting LGBTI content, my feeling is that our content and our account, as well as other people's accounts that are LGBTI, get needlessly targeted by these big corporations that
And they have third-party providers that review their material.
Quite often, it's an algorithm that picks it up initially and bounces it, and then there's like a third-party review process, I think.
Yes.
Very complex, but like the amount of times I see, Fitspo Instagrams that are posting essentially nude stuff, very provocative, but because it's not queer, it's not coded as queer, it doesn't seem like those accounts get picked up or flagged or marked as inappropriate or taken down.
Can I just say, see this photo?
Yes.
This is on a hookup app, right?
Okay, so let's tell the tea on Scruff. So, I hope someone from Scruff is listening.
Yes.
Scruff has just brought out a new version of its app.
Mm.
And it's fucking garbage, Timothy. It's fucking garbage.
The new one, then.
So they brought out a new version. They've changed the interface. They've gone with some weird font that looks all squished.
They've changed
where things go. So like where the woof thing used to be, it's not the woof thing anymore. It's like where the message icon used to be, it's where now the like unlock album feature is. And I'm like, skirting with disaster. really weird. And then they released a new update like a week later, and it was like, I read it and it was like font fixes, da 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 da, and it's gotten slightly better. Like they knew that they'd done fucked up drag.
Yeah.
It was working perfectly fine. Don't ruin it.
I know.
And they just like made ceremoniously this. The new version of Scruff is out. And I'm like, can I go back to the old version? It's terrible. Well, I hate it.
The reason that they denied my photo was apparently No visible member.
Which is funny.
It's a freaking face.
So the problem with your photo, and we'll post a photo of this.
That's a finger, not a penis.
If you'll let me screenshot your Scruff, we'll post this on our Instagram so that our lovely listener can see it, because A, it didn't get approved, so they can't find you on Scruff to find the picture anyway.
And you can get me more hookups.
It's you. Why not? It's you at the Laird. You are wearing a
bandana.
A handkerchief bandana as a blindfold.
Yes.
And either the top of your head is obscured or there's like darkness. It's kind of a bit darker at the top.
It's a bit dark. Yeah.
So in fairness, and you're set to one side. So to an algorithm, my feeling is that it would look like you're not a complete face because you can't see eyes.
So hang on a moment. How do these people get torsos through?
You're allowed torsos.
But it's not a face.
It doesn't
matter.
Your
face is not clearly visible.
Because when you set a profile picture on the apps, it says, is your face clearly visible? And you select yes. Which you did.
Yes.
But your face isn't clearly visible. Part of the top of your head is obscured and you're wearing a bandana. Your face, as per how... I assume there's an algorithm that scans for a certain amount of skin tone and whatnot. Hmm. It's detected that not enough of your face is showing. Therefore, your face is not clearly visible. Therefore, it wasn't approved. So you are the member. Your face is the member. You're not visible enough for that particular photo. But this happened to my wonderful partner also, and it was him sitting like in a chair, and it was like him head to toe.
Oh, I've seen this photo.
Him looking quite dapper in a white shirt and suspenders kind of thing. It's a very lovely photo that Kevin was part of the relaunch of Hide and Seek took that photo. It's a very lovely photo.
It's a lovely photo.
Thank you, Kevin. Posted it to Instagram, and Freddie was just like, what? And he was showing me. He's like, I don't understand. How is this? Like, it's not remotely sexual. It's me sitting down, looking at the camera, looking sort of like manly and stoic and whatever. My face is visible. I'm wearing a shirt and pants. Like, there's no insinuation of nudity or sexualization of it. And he's just like, I don't understand. I was like, the algorithm has just, like, it's been scanned improperly. It's detected a certain amount of things that shouldn't be there.
But have you noticed that these practices have actually influenced people's behaviour?
Yep.
So I popped this up on Facebook and mm-hmm. said, "Ow, the outrage, this is homophobia."
Yeah.
And people said to me, well, it's obviously depicting a sex act.
It's not.
I have some rope around me and a bandana.
And you can barely tell that because it's such a close-up. It's your face isn't making a, like, come fuck me daddy kind of kind of expression. You look quite like your face is in a state of rest.
Yeah.
You're not moaning. There isn't cum dripping all over you in that particular photo. It just the mind boggles.
But these kinds of responses from these app developers to people's photos are actually making people more conservative.
More conservative, absolutely. Like, you can't post a photo of you in bikini-style underwear anymore. I'm like, scruff. Like, understand your demographic, girl. Like,
but you can put it on Facebook. And then there are people that say, well, it's not them, it's the platform and this sort of thing. Both of those applications are on the same platform.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
I don't know what the story there is.
Yeah, that's my beef. But I won. Yeah. Damn the man.
But you won. You got it reviewed and you got it taken up. You got it put back up. That's
indeed
a win. And I was posting about this on Instagram about, because I can do that now, how it's in, we're very fortunate to live in a society, specifically here in Australia, where we have, you know, rights. Many of our rights are protected as queer people. We have, you know, things like marriage equality. We have certain amounts of recognition where we're safe generally to be who we are, not overly, you know, attacked. You know, queer people still get bashed. I understand that.
Except but by generally, rugby players.
If you're generally, you can hope to exist as you are, as the person you are, without any physical harm. Generally.
Sure.
For most people.
Sure.
And we've come a long way from things like Stonewall and, you know, the Tasty Raids and Mardi Gras and those times when, you know, the gay liberation movement was starting and there were protests because we were denied our rights. We weren't seen as equal. For the most part, we are generally seen as equal. But these small things still do go on. And, you know, this is just an Instagram account for a show that we like to do of our own time and volition here on Joy 94.9. And it is a small fight. It doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of things, no. But the small things add up. You take away certain liberties and certain rights. You start rolling them back ever so slightly. It's like when you cook a lobster and you increase the temperature slowly and it doesn't notice.
And it gets tough.
Start to notice. Start to notice when these things happen to us as queer people, and a lot worse things happen to, you know, better people around the globe. People, you know, trans women are thrown in men's prisons, and, you know, globally, trans women are the murder rate of trans women is astronomically higher than anyone. Mm. You know, HIV rates affect transgender diverse people generally a lot greater than they do our non trans counterparts, and, you know, there are injustices beyond the pale going on across the globe, but,
absolutely,
you know, where you have a battle that you're able to fight, please do try and fight it. If you have the agency to do so. I have the ability to spend 2 months emailing back and forth with Instagram. That's a thing I can do. I have the ability to do that. And for me, that was important to do. So for me, it was a small victory, but it's during Pride, and I just wanted to acknowledge that, you know, these are things that we have to do more so than our non-LGBTI counterparts.
Yeah,
don't take it for granted. And for many times, it's very frustrating to have to do that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Mm. On that note, Michael.
On that note, we will let the Sextras go. It's great to have the Sextras back.
Yes.
I'm hoping we'll get to do a few more in the future. We're both going to have a bit of a holiday. So our regular scheduled programming in a few weeks probably will take a bit of a hiatus,
I
think.
It will indeed.
We're hoping to do a little bit more short film content and some more fun, smaller pieces, a little bit more sporadically when we've got some time. Who knows?
Some more radio porn.
Who knows whether they'll have Wi-Fi in the dark room for you to record live from wherever you
on
are
Atlantis.
On what cruise. Hopefully you don't get thrown overboard. But while you're away and while I'm hopefully away on holiday, we'll try and connect to do some content as well. So we will still be doing our regular normal weekly show.
We will indeed.
But yeah, after we take a bit of a break from being live on air, we'll hopefully just get to do a little bit of fun stuff. So let us know what you're gagging for, literally or figuratively, and what you would like to hear us talk about here on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
And the way that you can do that is email us, hideandseek@joy.org.au.
Or slip into our DMs on Instagram at hideandseekonjoy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.